Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, medical mafia using financial leverage to enforce children's vaccination on poor families. Neocons planned regime change throughout the Middle East, North Africa 20 years ago. Report investors, China buying up U.S. farmland at an alarming rate. Fukushima nuclear power plant director steps down suddenly due to illness. More cesium found in rice harvested in Fukushima, Japan. ClimateGate 2. That's just some of what's coming up. We'll also get into more secret loans discovered. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Joey in Connecticut. Joey, thanks for holding.
Oh, yes. Alex, this is Joey from Thomaston, Connecticut. This is home of the famous Seth Thomas clocks that were set worldwide.
Yeah.
I have a CPS story to share with you. Now, I spoke to you 3 years ago about this. This is my partner, Karen, the mother of our two boys, had a brain tumor when she was age 16. And now, under Connecticut's predictive neglect law, they moved right into the hospital and took the children away from both of us, predicting neglect.
Yeah, that's pre-crime. They have they just say, we have a computer actuary. Of course, why don't they use their own predictive system on there, on themselves? 17, that's a good report to do, 17 times more likely to abuse children themselves. Sexually, 5 times physically, general physical. Oh, but no, they're not going to use the predictive system on themselves. So they took your children.
Yes. Now, I'd like to explain this to you. It's very simply. Illness isn't against the law. Illness should be accommodated. And they're not doing this. See, Connecticut here, it's called Department of Children and Families, DCF. They are taking federal dollars, so they have to abide by the federal mandates. They're supposed to have had a federal coordinator in place overseeing them to make sure that the services they were rendering to Karen were in compliance.
But the system, they don't even follow their own rules. It's all meant to be broken by the criminals, and because they are pedophile murderers. I mean, if you want to find the largest group of absolute murdering, lower than whale, you know what, garbage, it's them. And we have to first recognize the government is chock full, especially in those areas, of the lowest of the low. And those are eugenics courts. And the medical tyranny coming, if your child is 1 pound overweight, they're going to take them to their rape rooms. I'm sorry.
I'd like you to hear this. You're going to find this interesting. Now, reasonable effort is something that the state is supposed to do. Now, they consider reasonable effort sending Karen to psychotherapy for something which is medically unfixable. She had a brain tumor removed. There's no psychobabble that's ever going to put her to a condition where she was before.
But see, that's how... No. Now, under the system, when you break a leg or something, you get Prozac. You didn't hear? No. It's all... They give troops who are sick from DU drugs, psychotropics. This is the brave new world. Like Bill Gates said, he said, we kill your grandmother, we hire 10 teachers. And the teachers all clapped. Oh, murder people, give us money. As if you're going to get money, you idiots. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I'll pray for you. Is there any way to get the other children back that the demons took?
Well, they're tarring me with the same brush. They're not, I'm supposed to be specially protected under this ADA law. But they're tarring me with the same brush.
No. Just because they act liberal, the real racist eugenicists, they hate handicap. God bless you, sir. I'm sorry to hear this happen to you. This is why they do it at the bottom line, not just because they're pedophiles and sadists and scum. And that's what they are. Those aren't just words. On average, they're the biggest group of them. That's where you find the most of them. Thick as thieves. It's because when they grab people who are disabled, they get double, triple, quadruple federal money. It's all about cash. We'll be right back.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Their 16-year-old had a brain tumor. So they said the other kids were at risk and just went ahead and took them all. That's what they do now. If one child gets hurt or has a disease, they then say, well, you're poor and you're at risk. We're taking them all. And they're just getting back to what they did until the 1940s. In 35 states, I show government news reels and Endgame. 35 states, if you made a B-minus, black, white, they didn't care. Hispanic, didn't matter. They would take you and sterilize women, and young girls, and boys. Sometimes they'd keep you. And the abuse and the bodies they've dug up at the orphanages all over the world. They've got another big U.S. university with the wife going public saying the coach was raping little boys in front of her. Evil wants to take over government and positions of power because no one believes a big university would do something. No one believes a police department would do something. No one believes the Texas Youth Commission would do something. No one believes they would arrest half the black people or more in the town of Tulia, setting them up on record to put them in jail. But they do. You know, one thing I wanted to say to that state police guy when he pulled me over, wasn't speeding, and then commenced to want to search my car, and then wanted to check the tent. This tent looks a little dark. Pulls out a thing. Oh, it's 29. I guess that's okay. I'm like, I want to search your car. You work for a government that's the most statistically dangerous group out there. I'm not bad, pal. Look at all the real crimes going on. You're harassing me. And that's what a tyranny does. It shifts on to the general public. But I wanted to bring up to him how Texas is all over Fox, CNN, you name it, in towns everywhere where the police chiefs defend it. And they literally pull over old ladies, preachers, they don't care. And they say, let me look in your purse. And people don't know their rights and say, okay, these towns are so used to it, they don't care. They'll just club you in the head. And they actually go in and go, you got $2,000 in here. And the person's like, yeah, you know, usually it's an old person because they're Depression era. They don't really use credit cards except for emergencies. They carry cash. And they just take it. No judge, no jury. Just, and they say, well, our asset forfeiture seizure says we can take it. Oh, you've got a regulation you pulled out of your you pulled out of the air. And so you say now, I saw an article I couldn't believe 10 years ago or so, back in 2000, 2001. And in that article, out of, it was the Seattle Post-Intelligencer or Seattle Times. I can't remember. They got three papers there. But it described how in a bar district, more than half the bars in the nice bar district were now owned by cops. And how soon they would own all the bars because the police would go in the bathroom and sell each other drugs and then asset forfeiture seize and then give it to another cop in the department as part of some type of courthouse sale that nobody was told of. And the paper was like, is it illegal for them to set up people's businesses and take their property? Eh, maybe not. The article was like, yeah, they're taking over everything. And when you're in New York and you see a pot-bellied, wild-eyed cop with a bunch of others that look like something out of Clockwork Orange, giggling and laughing like wannabe gangsters, smoking cigars and cigarettes, being rude to women as they walk by. I mean, New York, in a way, is an interesting city, a lot of beautiful stuff. The vibe isn't really bad, but the police there, not all of them, too. You've heard them call in. Some are nice. They're either really nice or really bad, but more and more, I've been to parades. I've been there and covered things. And you'll look at the cops, and if I was a Hollywood director, and I was getting a cast together of a futuristic police force with thug-like goons, you know, America has fallen. The police state is here. The corrupt tyranny is in place. You know, imagine a movie like that. I would go and hire New York cops. I would go and hire them to be the bad guys in my movie. Because, I mean, you, the lowness of someone who wants to be rude to tourists, the lowness of people sitting around with their shirts half untucked, and huge pot bellies. And again, I got a little bit of a belly. The point is that it is something weird about it. Or in commando gear weighing 400 pounds. I see that a lot, too, with just weapons all around their giant Santa Claus bellies, bugging their eyes out. They're like little kids in dress-up army. When we drove up to protest the Federal Reserve a few months ago, when I'm going to your calls, we pulled in what they call the check shop, check stop. It's like a gas station that has kolaches and stuff at like midnight driving up there. And there was this cop in there who had to weigh 500 pounds. I mean, he looked like Fat Albert, white guy with a beard. Stains on his big giant, he was a sheriff's deputy, on his big giant shirt that went out like this, and firearms and tasers. And I watched him waddling around. You know, he walked in like he was a guy in a Western walking through the saloon doors, you know, with his hands out, ready to grab his guns, looking. And he was looking around the corner when he walked into the donut area. And he was, when he got a drink out of the thing, he was looking. And he was, and you sit there and you look at these guys in the eyes and they look at you like, you're looking at me. You see how powerful I am. And you're just like, holy mackerel. This guy is, you know, was either bullied or was a bully. And it's just, it's such a joke. Tyranny is so pathetic. I mean, look at Barney Frank, caught running underage prostitutes, 15, 14-year-olds, out of his condo, out of his townhouse. And he went out and gave a press conference. It's in our film, Visible Empire, and said, if you talk about me anymore, I'm just going to go public with everybody else. And they said, you know what, Mr. Frank? You like 14-year-old boys? Knock yourself out. That's on record. That's who we're ruled by. Little pudgy-handed perverts. Little nobodies in little Hitler outfits. Stomping around in a gas station acting tough. You know, you'll see good old boys or people that are confident with their shoulders thrown back, all walking around happy. And maybe that's how I should be. But, you know, in my life, I've always not really had my shoulders hunched over. But if I really stand up straight, it looks pretty ridiculous. You know, it looks like Mr. Barrel Chest. And, you know, it looks like I'm about to go into combat or something. But I've always just kind of just tried to keep to myself, tried not to get attention. That's because I'm confident. I'm aggressive. I'm afraid of somebody starting a fight with me. Because I'm afraid of what I'll do to them. Not that I'm tough. I've been hurt just as bad as I've hurt people who started it. And that's the problem. People who are strong and good and virtuous are ashamed of our strength, and we hide. And we let little wimps run around and act tough and boss us around like we've done something wrong. And I personally am sick and tired of it. Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The great Thomas Paine of our day. You have been so instrumental in so many lives in bringing these ideas to the common people and as well as the intellectuals. First-time caller.
Well, good to have you here, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted just to talk about, and I was surprised, you know, you're a very busy man, was able to go out to the Campaign for Liberty event out there in Nevada and see Chuck Baldwin talk about the liberty, pro-liberty activities going on. And one of the things he shared was that he would rather vote for somebody that is for the Constitution that may be an atheist or agnostic than a Christian or a evangelical that is against the Constitution. And I just wanted to bring that up. And I think that's really, as a fellow believer of and of Christ follower, I think that's a good point, and I wanted to make that on your show today.
Well, thank you, my friend. Anything else you'd like to point out?
Another thing I wanted to say, Alex, in reaching the millions that you do reach, I wanted to see if you had thought about adding Roku to your medium sources there.
Yeah, we get calls on people that say they're listening over Roku. But, yes, we need to get ourselves listed. We never even tried till a few years ago to put the show on iTunes. We need to get on Roku. We need to go through those little steps to set that up. I've got quite an army of IT people now. So I guess need to have meetings with them and dole that out. I get Roku calls. I see it. It says listening on Roku. What system is that?
Well, it's like the Apple TV, you know, where you have the little box.
No, I know that, but I mean, how are they? I mean, obviously, we must be listed on it if people are calling over it.
Okay, well, I'll have to search the internet.
Maybe people are adding us to their Roku. I think they can do that, from what I've heard.
Okay, well, I'll definitely search tonight for that and sign up for Prison Planet for sure. But the other thing, Alex, is you know, with everything going on, you know, in reaching the young people. I wanted to see you were talking about video games, and my brother and I have a concept that we're trying to work on, and where the character in this video game is kind of like a war game, you know, kind of violent, but kind of trying to reach the masses, and each step the character has to go find pieces of the Constitution that's been, you know, locked up in these maximum security places. But I wanted to see, maybe offline, to get a number where I can contact you to talk more about that with you.
just send us an email, my friend, and I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. By the way, the Drudge Report linked to this morning, and then I think took it down in about 2 hours. And that happens sometimes when they're really busy and going through a lot of news, but it also happens if Drudge isn't sure about an article. But it's Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. Ron Paul's come out and said it does that. So is the ACLU. But people lie and say that it doesn't say that. I'll explain when we get back.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Certain extent. But I'm going to do it even more tonight on the Nightly News and then tomorrow because I ran out of time. And no, I'm not talking about exposing Newt Gingrich as a globalist with his own words. I'll do some of that as well. No, I'm talking about this article. And Ron Paul's come out. ACLU's come out. They've all come out. They've read the bill. Constitutional lawyers have come out. They've read the bill. It says the Army can operate inside the U.S. fighting terrorists or other people fighting the government, but U.S. citizens are exempt. And then you look at the other subsection, it says, except if the government wants to strip you of that extrajudicially. So it's like, you have these rights, but unless we say so. Remember, they said the Patriot Act wouldn't be used against citizens. Now it's used in every case you can imagine, thousands of times per year per state. So, yes, Ron Paul's right. The ACLU's right. Yes, it does say that. And it's worse. They don't just say they can do it. First, they say they can't, but then they can. It's always written by these scumbag lawyers. And again, it's not a big deal. It's just Drudge Report is the biggest news site out there. And a lot of times he links to our stuff for 2 or 3 hours. And when he's doing tons of news and stuff rolls off, and it looks like that's happening today. But sometimes, only seen it a few times, he picks up one of our flashbacks or something as if it's new and then figures it out. And you know, I've seen it 2 or 3 times out of hundreds of articles they've linked to. This one was up, got giant attention, and I noticed wasn't there anymore. So, and I'd asked Paul yesterday, but he was busy, I understand why, to do a update explaining that. Because he's quoting Ron Paul, ACLU, and the trolls are in there saying, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real, within seconds, within minutes of this going up. I want to bring Ted Anderson up right now, shifting gears ahead of Gerald Celente and more of your phone calls. For those that are patiently holding, I will get to all of you that are at least on hold. Briefly with a gold pitch. Commodities are only going to go up. You heard Peter Schiff earlier. They may drive them down for a period, though that's not happening right now. It's up, but it's only going to go back up. And that's what's happening because of the basic laws of finance and capital and investment and commerce and commodities. When you have global devaluation, which they've signaled they're going to accelerate the acceleration, when that happens, things will only go up, whether it's land, whether it's oil, whether it's gold, copper. Things are only going to go up. Even though we're in a depression, you'd think prices would go down, but it's hyper stag depression. We have all of these different things happen at the same time because it's designed. We have inflation mounting with a stagnant economy on top of it, with depressionary forces. Normally, you just have a depression if it's natural. This is inflation on top of it. Going to Ted Anderson. Ted, tell us, as you watch all this unfold and global government being, again, pushed as a solution to everything, you have great offers on gold and silver. Tell folks what they are, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you right now, Alex, gold is up $32.20. It's hitting a high today of $17.2270. For those of you who've been watching, we hit about $16.80 here just last week, but you would have had to be precise to be able to get it at that level. Right now, the franc that we've been talking about for such a long time, fifth of an ounce of gold, $373. We're still buying a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster, for you on that one. Why not get involved with learning about the Fed and what's going on economically? That book that you offered, the video for $73 delivered, we still have it at that. I can't deliver two silver dollars without the book and the video for the same price that I'm selling this special at, which is $73. You get the Big Brother book, you get the American Dream video. You know, between the two of those, I mean, that's worth $40 worth of stuff anyways, and then you put the silver dollars on top of that, it makes it a great buy. But I can tell you right now, we're bouncing off of a bottom right now, and everybody should be getting involved when the market's low, not when it's high. We're about ready to run into another economic disaster. I mean, Bloomberg just reported the secret Fed loans gave banks undisclosed $13 billion in profits, Alex. And, you know, that's just... That's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, they're actually...
Yeah, they got $16 trillion the first 2 years, at least $10 trillion more after that. Most of it went to Europe. And then the very bankers that engineered this lecture us all day. I got Gerald Celente coming up, Ted, but I want to give the number out for people to call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I know you're running out of the video book deal we're offering, because we're not going to reprint that book, at least I'm not. It's excellent. We just don't have the money to reprint it. Big Brother. You can get that, the film, and $3 at cost with the free shipping. 800-686.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Top Friends forecaster here in a minute. He predicted that the system would start looting bank accounts. He just didn't know it would be his own brokerage fund, which I had Peter Schiff on. He admitted this is unprecedented. It's illegal. The CFTC and others have said it's illegal, but nobody's getting in trouble because it's the wondrous Corzine that did it. We'll be talking to Gerald here in just one moment. Look, it's really simple on gold and silver. I won't sit here and belabor something that's such an easy sale, especially at this price. I happen to know that when you buy three silver dollars at cost in the market, you're not going to find them lower, and you get a free, excellent book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and the excellent animated film on the history of the banker takeover, American Dream, you get those free and free shipping and the silver dollars at cost. Cannot beat it. If it was free shipping on the silver, it'd be a loss leader deal. When Ted does a loss leader, he does a loss leader. Ted is losing money on this deal. what is it, like $30 or something? It's ridiculous. The only people making a tiny bit of money is yours truly, who printed out the books, and I sell them to Ted. I actually sell the books at Ted to Ted at cost. But on the American Dream video, a small profit's made for myself and the filmmakers, which is great. We're free market. It's what funds this operation. But for Ted, it is a loss leader. But listen, forget the three silver dollars and all the free stuff. That's a great deal. Fine. Great. Get it. Gold is a rich man's silver. And I believe what Jim Rogers and others say. Silver is probably even the better buy. It's just that it's so hard to lug around compared to gold. I'm into both gold and silver. I've never sold any of the gold or silver I bought because it's an emergency backup. Ted's got a whole radio list of different things that are smoking hot that you can only get by calling. All right? And it's just that simple. People didn't buy gold when it was 300 because it was too much. They didn't buy it at 500. It was too much. Or 800 or 1,000 or 1,200 or 1,400 or 16, 17, 18. And then it dropped down to 16 something. And, oh, I'm not going to get it. Now it's back up to 18 something. And on and on and on. Silver was too much at $5. Now it's 30 something. It's not that silver and gold have gone up. It's that the dollars are being devalued. This is one of the only ways to get any protection, and nothing's perfect. It's the best silver bullet there is. Wouldn't you know it's not a silver bullet? It's the closest thing to it, and it happens to be silver and gold. Wow. Closest thing to a silver bullet just so happens to be silver. Wow. I don't think there's a mistake in that. So, Ted does have a large list of gold and silver special deals. There's like 20 of them last time I checked. When you call, tell them Alex Jones sent you, 800-686-2237. If gold is too much to buy today, will it be too much if it goes up to 2,500 or 3,000? If silver's too much at 30-something, will it be too much when it's 50? And look, that might not happen. Well, the sun might not come up tomorrow. I mean, there's a chance. The sun could go supernova, blow up, no sunrise, we're all dead. There's a chance that a spaceship full of leprechauns could land. I mean, who knows? In this whole universe, it could be real. I don't think it is. But the best bet in my mind, because I only promote what I believe in, is gold and silver. Ted, briefly, tell folks about the smattering of other specials you got that were going to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com.
Well, I mean, bags of 90 dimes. I mean, the 90% dimes are at $24.41. It makes sense to have small pieces of silver because we're running into an economic collapse. I mean, they're talking about it in this article at Bloomberg. I can't believe they reported this. This is what Ron Paul's been fighting for all these years, talking about what's going on at the Fed. And it's just amazing. I mean, it makes TARP look like candy, you know? And so, yeah, right now, the survival bags are right to get. U.S. Eagles, goodbye, get some of the Buffalo coins. We even have some copper coins on the website for those of you who can't afford silver. I mean, I just got to tell you right now, take advantage of that franc at 373, walking Liberty halves at 1579. There's a lot of things right now that are a lot lower in price due to the fact that there's been a little bit of a correction in the marketplace, but the market is running back up again right now. So get your little pen and paper out or whatever it takes for you to buy a little bit of gold and silver and put it away.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Ted Anderson, minus resources. And to be specific, if you go to Infowars.com, you'll see three silver dollars and free gifts. That will take you to a page that has some of the radio specials right there, but a bunch of them aren't there. And to get the radio special, you got to call 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
By the way, Ted, you're looking really skinny.
Yeah, no, I've been on that longevity stuff. I'm losing weight.
I know, people think we're hyping it. Have you seen Aaron Dykes?
Yeah, I know, he's losing weight too. I mean, and Aaron definitely needed it more than me, but I mean, I lost 25 pounds, so.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson. Thank you, Ted. I'm sure Aaron likes that. Ted's one of those Minnesota straight-talking people, man. He's hilarious. 800-6, whatever the number is. Give him a call, 800-686-237. All right, shifting gears. Gerald Celente, top trends researcher, best-selling author, predicted the tax rebellions, predicted the wars they would respond to it with, predicted so much of what we're facing. He did predict that they would start grabbing people's pensions, bank accounts, bank holidays, you name it. Now that's being openly discussed. But even Reuters is saying MF Global could cause runs on banks and brokerage funds. This was his money, his private account, totally illegal. They took it, and now we're 3 weeks or more than 3 weeks into this, and they're saying, oh, it's over $3 billion now. It was $600 million, then $100 million more, to $700 million, then it was a billion two, more than a billion two, $3 billion, more, and a guy who can give you breaking news on this because he had more than six figures taken is Gerald Celente joining us via video Skype. Gerald, thank you for coming on with us to give the audience an update.
Yes, the big news here, Alex, oh, there's a couple of big pieces. One, of course, is John Corzine, the former co-head of Goldman Sachs, senator of New Jersey, then governor of New Jersey, who was the head of MF Global. And as you mentioned, the number keeps going up. This is flagrant extortion. They can't find the money. Look how quick they found Gaddafi's money. Look how quick they find any tinhorn dictator's money that they want to overtake. But they can't find the money that's missing from MF Global. And they don't even bring Johnny Boy in for questioning. Hey, leave him alone. Look at the prostitutes on this one. They try and convict whoever they want in the media before the people are even convicted or tried, like they did with that Strauss-Kahn character. But not White Shoe Boy Corzine. No. He may appear before a Senate and House committee hearing. And you know what he'll do? He'll plead the fifth. Just like the media is pleading the fifth. The fourth estate? No. I have a piece in front of me, Alex, that just came off the wire from the Chicago Sun-Times. CME's reputation gets a stress test. CME, of course, is the clearinghouse, the stock exchange for commodities over in Chicago. And you know that I broke the story with video links sent to 45,000 people in the media of the head of the CME group, Terrence Duffy, saying that CME is the guarantor, that CME guarantees people who lose money because one of their members went belly up. But here's what the prostitutes write. CME's reputation gets a stress test. Isn't that nice? A stress test. CME is involved here because it clears or legally guarantees the trading on its markets. They even say it, but they won't put their feet to the fire. This is the biggest ripoff. We just sent that, Alex. You just got it. We sent it to you guys. It's going out to Trends Journal subscribers. In our 20 years of publishing, we have never sent out an urgent trend alert. The trend alert is, and I broke this partially to you last week, the entire financial system is under collapse. Let's go over to Europe. Oh, the European bonds over there, the Italians, they can't afford to borrow anymore. Neither can the Spanish. Neither can the Greeks. Oh, the Belgians, they're just getting their credit rated lowered. That's right. They had bailed out the Dexia Bank, and it's costing them 15% of their GDP to do it. Again, to bail out a bank. Go across the globe, one after another. Bank runs in Lithuania. Everybody that I know in Greece and Italy are pulling their money out of the banks, and the people that do have money over there and the banks that have money are bringing it over here because it's falling apart. Here's the big scam. They just did it with this Black Friday baloney. And here's what the prostitutes did. They kept pumping up this Black Friday Christmas rush sale to get the suckers out there to keep spending the last dime that they don't have. Now, put two and two together. The more consumers spend, the more the retailers advertise. The more the retailers advertise, the more they spend on commercials with the prostitutes, whether it's in the print media or on TV. So it's in their best interest to keep pumping this up. Here's the warning that we're sending out to everybody, and with details on what we're doing to protect ourselves. After the holidays, in the first part of the new year of 2012, the economic collapse will happen, and they will no longer be able to cover it up, and they're going to declare economic martial law. Just as my money's been stolen, your money's not going to be safe anywhere unless you have it in your pocket or you have it in gold and silver.
Wow, Gerald Celente, they're now admitting that we've really been in a depression for 3 years, that the collapse accelerated in the last year or so, as you predicted it would. And here we are with them just trying to prop it up and tell us everything's fine. But the fact that first it's 600 million, then a billion, then 1.2, and then 3, and more than 3 billion, and the fact that they're trying to test right now to see if they can just take accounts, and that's what Peter Schiff said earlier in the last hour, that it looks like this may be the new economic policy is to just loot, and that they're testing it out. And that's what's going on here. They wouldn't be doing this right now if they didn't have the money and if they didn't want to just see if they could get away with it and if they couldn't deliver that. And it clearly is not just extortion. It's more than that. It's embezzling. They took your segregated account that was yours, and they even tried to have their minions and operatives spin it that it's all your fault. Yeah, it's going to be all your fault, too, folks, when they devalue what's left of your retirement and your dollars and loot your pension funds. Yeah, it's all good. And then the government's going to take them over to protect them and dole out what's left of it. It's going to be your fault again. I mean, they are really, really getting into dangerous waters here. Now, Gerald, this has been going on a week and a half before you broke it a week and a half ago. So this has been going on like a month now, almost 4 weeks. And you're clearly talking to these people, or what have you learned since we talked last Tuesday or Wednesday when you talked to them? They just say, not going to get it. Because, you know, a few weeks ago, it's like, you'll get some of it later. Now it's just, we don't know where it went. I mean, as if the federal regulators and people couldn't go right into the transfer records. I go get $1,000 in cash out of the bank to act like I'm a bank robber, even though it's, you know, the company's money, my money. But now they just don't know where it is, Gerald.
Exactly. Like I said, look how quick they found Gaddafi's money. And any time they overthrow anybody, they grab their money right away. What? They can't find this dough? Who are they kidding? The money's not there. It's nowhere. And again, the big story is the CME Group. They call them, you know, that's an abbreviation for Chicago Mercantile Exchange. How about the Chicago Mafia Enterprise? How about this whole thing? You've been talking about it, the news story that broke over the weekend that we knew about for a long time, about how the Federal Reserve was dumping trillions of dollars into the banks. And they refused to report it, and we just got the information now. And here's the big lie. You heard the Jamie Dimons. You heard the Blank Fines. You know, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Morgan Stanley Marauders. You heard all of them saying, we don't need the money. They made us take it. And then now you look at how much money the Fed gave them, and they were in trouble. But they're saying in public, hey, our books are okay, man. We're solid. Could anybody call that fraud? How could they get away with it? And we are pinned to the wall as people, citizens, for every minor infraction that we break. Every little tiny thing, you can't get into your car without driving to A to B without breaking the law. But boy, oh boy, these guys could lie on the media in front of everybody, and the Fourth Estate pleads the Fifth. Not a word. And you know why? Because they're all in bed together. Mouse Blitzer. What is that guy? Anderson Cooper 360? How about ACDC 180? What a bunch of baloney over there.
All right, well, let's go back here, though. So you've been talking to these brokers and people, or so they're just saying?
They won't give us any information. The media won't follow up on it. We've been contacting all of them. It's one big cover-up. That's all it is. The whole system is collapsing. The money's not there. If the money's there, put the money on the table. They can't put the money on the table. The money's not there. The gold's not there. The only thing that's out there, Alex, is a lot of hot air.
And, Gerald, you know what they're going to do. As soon as the collapse accelerates, they're going to launch a new war, stage some terror attacks. Everybody will say, the government took my bank account, but they're fighting Al-Qaeda, and they'll go out and salute the flag. The TSA is going to walk up and say, I'm groping your daughters, and they'll say, go ahead, it's to fight Al-Qaeda. The TSA person will say, well, actually, I'm just a pervert, but okay. Now, let's talk about how this is going to unravel the different angles. All you Americans and others out there who want to buy into evil and think the system cares about you, oh, it cares about you real good. You're going to find out how much it cares about you. Straight ahead with Gerald Celente. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Gold. They just said, nope, you put your money in this account to buy it. just like you buy something online, say from Amazon.com. Say you buy a book for $50, some rare book. And then it never comes, and you call them, and they just say, we don't know where the money is. Well, I want my refund. We're not going to talk to you. That's what it is. And so no silver dollar for Gerald Celente. They just took it. And they admit in Reuters and other places is sending shockwaves across the country. The official show ends in about 4 minutes, but I'm going to go into overdrive and take the calls for those that are holding. It'll be internet only, Infowars.com, but I promise to get to you. So get ready with your quick comment because I want to hear from you. Gerald, so how do you expect this to unfold? How do you expect this to be rolled out? You heard me make the point of they love to give us a war, as you've been saying in the last year, the next great war of the 21st century. Well, that was your trend at the start of this year, and certainly they're getting ready for that right now. So, I mean, what else are they going to do to try to get away with this?
Well, they're going to call a bank holiday of some sort, is my belief. You asked me for an update. I just had one on my account. Now, I want to make this really clear for all those who can't understand this. In April of this year, I bought a contract to take delivery in gold at the end of this month. I bought the gold at $1,443 an ounce. That was the agreement. The day that MF Global went bankrupt, they emptied out my account. They transferred my contract to another company, R.J. O'Brien. But I didn't buy gold at $1,443. That's only my imagination, and that's only what all the paperwork says. According to R.J. O'Brien and those SOBs over there and CME Group and the rest of them, the trustees, I actually bought my gold at $1,767 an ounce. That's what they're telling me. So now when I take delivery, no. Now we're talking, let's just do the math. For 100 ounces, we're talking a $30,000 plus difference. Now they're telling me, no, you didn't buy it at $1,443 because we emptied out your account, sucker. We gave the money to our buddies. We're going to call them trustees, and they're going to charge a lot of money to do this, to give them the money so you could trust them. You got nothing, Celente. Your gold is $1,767 an ounce, even though today, as we speak, what is it, Alex, $1,707 an ounce?
Now, let me just stop you right there. So 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, you're finally getting some spin. And now, even though your paperwork says you bought gold at this, they're spinning that as an excuse to say why they're keeping your money. So they finally came up with a new scam. And you say this just came in from them while we were on the break.
Yeah, I just got the mail. Just in between the break, they brought it over to me.
Stop. We're going to have to go into overdrive. I know you're very busy, Gerald, but can you stay there or take us out to break? Because this is breaking news. This is from what specific group?
R.J. O'Brien is the transfer group that they sent my account to.
Okay, and again, for people that are thick like me, explain. I mean, I get it, but explain it to like a five-year-old right now.
I bought the gold contract at $1,443 an ounce. The day that MF Global went bankrupt, they emptied out my account of all my money and gave my contract to R.J. O'Brien. They set the price of my gold now, not at $1,443. They made a new deal. The day of the transfer, gold was selling for $1,767 an ounce. That's how much I bought my gold for, not $1,443.
Even though you have a contract that you bought it at $1,443, and that, of course, was your risk and then your profit. Incredible. Gerald, I've got to hear exactly how they plan to spin this now. On the other side, incredible breaking news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.